The U.S. Supreme Court last week denied to hear a case involving a man who spent more than four decades in prison for a crime he did not commit. That came after the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals came to a similar conclusion. Then 16-year-old Lewis Taylor was convicted of setting a fire at Tucson's Pioneer Hotel in 1970. The fire killed nearly 30 people. Years later, the Arizona Justice Project started working on Taylor's case and was able to prove the fire was not, in fact, arson. Taylor was released from prison in 2012 and sued Pima County for damages for his wrongful incarceration. That was the lawsuit the high court turned away. I spoke earlier about this with Lindsay Herf, executive director of the Arizona Justice Project, and I asked what the court's rationale was for not letting Taylor's lawsuit to proceed.
The problem that the court, or at least that the Ninth Circuit noted, was they referred to a couple of other cases and discussed that because Lewis ultimately pled to his freedom, that because he still had a conviction, that he would not be able to get damages for all of the time, the 42 years that he was incarcerated.
Is that considered a technicality, the way that he ended up pleading to get out of prison more quickly?
I mean, I think it's a complicated thing that we have seen happening across this country in the last, you know, handful of years in these wrongful conviction cases. And when a person, you know, like Lewis, who had been in prison for 40 plus years at the time that we filed the petition for post-conviction relief and presented to the court the opinions of the top fire scientists in the nation that concluded there really was no evidence of arson. At one point, Lewis was presented with an option from the county attorney's office, and that was to essentially have the conviction overturned, to plea to a lesser, and be released immediately from prison. And after much thought, months of thought, and us as his lawyers not being able to guarantee if we did move forward, how long it would take, how long, you know, the court system would take, Lewis decided he wanted his freedom, and that meant the most to him at the age of 60.
Did he, and maybe did you know, that by doing that, he would not be able to get compensation?
So that's a great question. So in terms of compensation, statutory compensation, Arizona has none. In terms of filing a 1983 civil suit for damages based on a claim of failing to properly train and supervise, you know, the people that were prosecuting this case, or the main prosecutor, you know, it wasn't a large factor for us and for what we were advising Lewis on. And, you know, our concern was to undo the wrongful conviction and to help him regain his freedom.
And this was the quickest way to do that.
And this was the option that our client, and for very good reason, you know, this is not the first time we've had a client who has taken this type of deal, because in the end, they just want to be free and come home.
What are the other options? If he had not chosen this one, what else could have happened?
Well, what would typically have happened, the county attorney would have filed a response, which we didn't even get that far in this case. There was no response that was filed. And then it would be up to the trial court hearing the case to have an evidentiary hearing, where we would bring in our experts to testify about everything we put into the petition. The state would have an opportunity to respond. And then that judge would decide if we met the burden or not. And no matter what the decision was, either side could appeal. If we won and if the state would appeal, there was no guarantee that Lewis would be released pending that appeal. And there was no way for us to give a time frame on how long it would take to run through the system.
How is he doing since he got out of prison?
Lewis has had some struggles, but I mean, I personally call him the classic, because he is a joy to be around. He is an incredibly smart human being. But anyone, I mean, I you know, thinking back to someone who at age 16 is arrested and then charged and goes to trial and is being convicted of something that, one, he didn't do, but two, something that took the lives of 28 people, is a pretty hard kind of reality or accusation, I think, for any person to hold. So there's that he has had to, you know, try to deal with. But then there's also growing up in prison. And so, from an early age, prison is all Lewis has known. And prison can be a very dangerous and very violent place. And so there's a lot of trauma that Lewis has endured. And, kind of working through that and having a clear mind and functioning in the outside world, is a day-to-day challenge.
With what kind of frequency are you finding cases like these of wrongful incarcerations? Like, how often does this happen? Do we have a sense of how many there might be in Arizona?
So there's the National Registry of Exonerations that documents cases, and not all the cases make it to that list. For example, Lewis's case, because there was a plea to freedom, he's not on that list. But I think there's about 25 other cases that are in that list.
How is he handling the news from the courts that he cannot get any damages from his wrongful incarceration?
I have not spoken to him today, but I think he believes that after everything that he has gone through, that he deserves something. I think we as a society, Lewis and others who are in his position, I think there is a duty to, try to make someone whole after something like that. The burden to win in a civil suit is very high. And 35 other states, plus the federal government, plus Washington, D.C., have enacted compensation statutes to try to assist those who were wrongly convicted to, I don't think we can ever make them whole, but to help them with all of the difficulties that they face, which obviously includes monetary compensation. And Arizona is one of those states that has yet to do that. When Lewis got out, it was from the goodwill of people in the community and people connected to the project that pitched in money so he could have a place to live, so he could have, a job, so he could have food and clothing. And I do think this is something that we as a society should be helping people with who have suffered a wrongful conviction.
All right. That is Lindsay Herf, the executive director with the Arizona Justice Project. Lindsay, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.